I'm Alan Hardy.
Hi, this is Matty Cash.
Hi, I'm Darren Fletcher.
Hi, I'm Stuart Pearce, and you're listening to You Are In Sport.
Welcome to the home of the oldest professional football club in the country.
The expectation of the fans now is to be talking about promotion.
As a team, as a squad of players, we've come a long way.
Goals from Jason Cummings and from Kieran Dowell in that match.
The City Ground's got that special buzz about it.
Obviously, it's such a big club and the fan base is massive.
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Over the Trent. I'm Alex Buxton and this week I'm joined by Tom Monks, Jimmy Morehouse and a special guest this week in Dom Nolan, who's never used to feature. I think it's your first time on the show, isn't it?
It is my very first time here on Over the Trent.
We are lucky to have your expertise on both Forest and County, our resident expert for URN. And this week we will be talking all things Forest and County, looking at Forest's recent upturn in fortunes. We will hear from Aitor Karanka, who will be discussing their derby game coming up against Derby.
We are consistent, we are aggressive, we are a team on the pitch, so it's a good game to play now.
We will also then be hearing from the Notts County's Brazilians fan club.
It's a dream for me to watch a game at Meadow Lane. I hope one day I can make this dream come true.
Looking over their recent results and also talking about their upcoming fixtures. But we're going to start with Forest this week, who have had a recent upturn in fortune with good results against QPR, Birmingham, and a good 0-0 draw against Norwich. I mean, Tom, you were saying before the show that you were thinking about calling for Karanka's head before the recent upturn in fortunes.
Yeah, well, it sounds ridiculous given the manager's record when he came in, at Middlesbrough. But it really was some of the worst football that fans have seen at the City Ground. A lot worse than it got under Philip Montagna, a lot worse than it got when it was bad under Stuart Pearce or Billy Davis. And it was, you know, very weird to see, given that we had such a talented group of individuals and a talented manager based on his time at Middlesbrough. But he's definitely turned it around now. And it looks like it's potentially clicked.
Do you think this is potentially because of the mass influx of players you had in the January transfer window? I mean, a lot of them weren't starting at their parent clubs, so were lacking a bit of match sharpness. Would you say that was a big factor in it?
Yeah, I think it had a massive part to play. Brought in probably the two key signings, you'd say, well, maybe three, in Lee Tomlin, Jack Colback, Joe Lolly. These are all players, and then you could even include Ben Watson there. None of these players were playing regularly for their clubs, and that's essentially why they wanted to come to Forest, because they were getting first team game time, a lot of them dropping down from the Premier League or dropping down from teams that are potentially going to be in the Premier League with Cardiff and Lee Tomlin. Basically, a lot of them were unfit. It's like starting your season halfway through when everybody's ready, sort of at their peak and vying for the playoffs or avoiding relegation, and they've got their tempo, and Forest sort of hit the reset button yet again. So I think that had a massive part to play, but also you've probably got to look at the defence as well, in that's been shaky for Forest for probably the past two seasons now, and it seems like only now has Karanka potentially fixed it by changing it around and bringing in the new centre-back Figueiredo and Danny Fox.
And out of the new signings, who do you think's really stood out so far?
It's very easy to say something like Lee Tomlin or Joe Lolly, because they're the ones with the flair, or they're the ones who entertain on match day and get the goals and assists. But one I would definitely pick out as having sort of a very calming influence on the team is Jack Colback. He was struggling at Newcastle. The fans seemed to hate him, from what I could tell from social media. But I knew he was always someone with a lot of talent, and he's demonstrating that. He's been a very steady head in midfield. He doesn't really seem to put a foot wrong. And I'd say probably Norwich on Tuesday was the first time he's perhaps felt the pressure of Championship football. But Norwich have probably one of the strongest centre-mid pairings in the Championship, so that's not really a harsh criticism of him. He's been very good.
I mean, going to a game two games back before Norwich, I mean, a resounding 5-2 win against QPR away. I mean, Jimmy, was it good to see both Tomlin and Lolly on the score sheet that game?
Well, certainly, yeah. It's very good for Lolly to get his first goal for the club, and I imagine that if Tomlin can continue to produce those sort of performances, then I wouldn't be surprised for Karanka to make a move for him over the summer. Definitely a surprise to see them, because it seems as if Forest weren't certainly scoring many goals at all, but With these two like flair players, as you said, Tom, it seems like scoring goals is certainly more possible now in that team, and to score five away at any team is definitely an achievement. So it was a very good result for them to go to QPR and put five past them there. So very promising signs, not just for this season, but certainly for next season as well, which will almost certainly now be in the Championship, which is good to secure that. But I think Karanka will, once he gets these new boys with a pre-season under the belts as well, then they will definitely be able to bed in a lot more. And I think it's looking very promising for next season now as well.
Tom, how good is it to see an academy graduate who's maybe not struggled for form, but may struggle to really cement his place in the team up to this date, kind of finally kind of show his kind of talent in the attacking side of the game?
Yeah, it's great to see Matty Cash getting amongst the goals finally. Not sure how many appearances he's tallied up for Forest now, but it'll be a good handful for just a young academy product. Of course, Forest fans are used to sort of seeing their academy products, you know, shine on the pitch and carry the struggling team forward season after season recently, but they're not so much used to seeing these academy graduates actually put away the goals. Perhaps the last prolific player we've sort of had from the academy would be someone like Oliver Burke, and of course he left very soon to go to Germany. Brereton is another player that you'd like to think, he's still only 18, given more seasons under his belt, he'll start, you know, really finding his goal scoring feet. But yeah, it's certainly great to see Cash, and it looked like it, you know, that was what he really needed, that first goal, because of course then against Birmingham he went and got in second, and he was really unlucky actually not to score a header at Norwich.
Yeah, I mean, another academy graduate who did go on the score sheet against QPR was Ben Brereton, and as Tom's just touched upon there, Jimmy, I mean, he's struggled for goals a little bit this season, but he still is a tender age of 18. I mean, do you think there's too much pressure applied to him, given that he's so young and he's really expected not just to come off the bench, but to actually lead the line for Forest?
I think it can work both ways, in that, yeah, as he is often the starting striker now for Forest, that does add a little pressure, but I think pressure in a certain amounts can be good for these young players, because they got to learn to thrive under pressure if they're going to become you know, Championship or even potentially Premier League players. And indeed, Karanka did say, I think after the game against either Birmingham or Norwich, I think it was, that if Brereton can start putting away the sort of chances that he's creating for himself or his teammates are creating for him, then he will become a Premier League player, because, you know, it's no mean feat to be starting for a team like Forest at the age of 18. So he's certainly got the talent, and if he can start banging in the goals, then it wouldn't be a surprise to see him potentially move on to a Premier League club, as Karanka predicts that he will do in the near future.
Yeah, and that's enough looking at the past of Forest. We're now going to hear from Aitor Karanka, who talked to us ahead of the Derby match against Derby.
Hi, I'm Stuart Pearce, and you're listening to Over the Trent podcast.
For me, that I can feel improvement every day, and I can feel a very good atmosphere. The team spirit is really good, and you know, when the results are arriving, you are more confident. The atmosphere is better, and when the players will be more rested and they will be more confident, we will improve even more.
Are you aware of what this game means to the supporters?
Yeah, you know, I've been just here for 2 months, but since I arrived here, everybody was expecting this game. And thankfully, we are arriving in a good moment, because if this game had arrived 3 weeks ago, I don't know what would happen. But now it's different. We are good. We are confident. The people are really, really confident with the team. The last game at home, especially the last minutes, we could feel their support. Everybody's on board, so it's nice for us.
You've seen a lot of Derby matches in your time, abroad and here in England. I mean, the North East Derby was a big one. How do you think this one compares?
I think it's more or less the same every single country. You know, this is the game, especially for the supporters, which want to win. So at the end, if this season we finish 10th on the table or we beat the Derby at home, for sure they will be happy. The way that to approach the game, for me, the way to prepare the game is the same, but it's true that as a player, is the game that you would love to play. and I know that our players are desperate to play, and the players for sure they will be desperate to play, because again, in our stadium, good run, good atmosphere, and it would be perfect for us to give our crowd a good present.
Have you seen an extra intensity amongst the players coming into a game like this, and you hear the noise around the city? Do you know, are you aware of that? Do you see an extra little bit from the players?
You know, always is different, and everybody has a friend, everybody has a relative, everybody has a supporter who is his neighbor. So everybody, maybe you play on Saturday and the following Saturday you play against other team, and you arrive to the game and nobody has mentioned anything about the game. But these games, every single day, every single moment, someone is going to tell you something. So it means that you're going to be always thinking about the game, so it's going to be, you are going to be more excited.
We also spoke to Ben Watson, the captain of Nottingham Forest, ahead of the massive Sunday afternoon clash, the East Midlands derby. Here's what he had to say at this week's press conference.
It's a game that, you know, as it's getting closer, you know, the boys are getting more excited. And yeah, I'm, as I say, I'm looking forward to it. It's the first one, and hopefully it's one of many.
A few local lads in the team, have they told you what to expect?
Yeah, they have. It's a huge game. You know, Derby are up there, and we've hit a good little bit of form. So, you know, it's got all the ingredients to be a good game, and hopefully come Sunday, you know, we're on top.
Do you enjoy a Derby? Do you like playing in a Derby?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's got that extra little bit of spice. It's a game that, you know, both teams want to win, and both sets of fans want to win. So I think come Sunday, you know, hopefully atmosphere is rocking here, and we can put in a performance and get a victory.
Not been here long, but do you already sense what this means to the fans?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, as I say, as the games are, as it's getting closer, there's more and more talk of it. You know, derby games don't mean everything to the fans. You know, it's them bragging rights, it's, you know, family, friends. So, you know, us as players have got to go out there and perform and get the victory from.
What about, you know, when it is hostile? Because trust me, it probably will be. Do you mind that? Do you like that kind of thing? Does it rile you? Or?
Oh, it's one that, yeah, it will be hostile, but, you know, we've got to keep our heads. Everyone out there, you know, got to make sure you finish the game with 11 men on the pitch, and don't let the occasion get to you. You know, go out there, play your game. We know it's a derby, and it's a huge incentive, and as I say, for both sets of fans and players, but we've got to go out there, perform as we're performing, and hopefully we can get the 3 points.
When we first spoke to you, just arrived, and things were a bit tough, frankly. Mm. Been on a nice little run. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, listen, football, I think when you're winning games, and it's enjoyable. On the other hand, when you're not doing so well and you're losing games, it can be tough. And that is football. That's football in a nutshell. But at the minute, we're 5 unbeaten. You know, we're not getting too carried away. We don't want to... We're not this overnight become this unbelievable team, but... You know, we're doing the basics well, and that's what we've got to continue, and we've got to do that on Sunday.
It is interesting, though, because I guess you want to win to keep this momentum going. Derby need the points to stay in the top six. Is all the pressure on them? Will it be easy?
Oh, listen, I think, you know, they're as I say, they're in... If you ask any fan, you'd like to swap positions with them, that's for sure. We'd like to be in the top six. But yeah, it's a game. It's coming to the end of the season, so they need the points to, you know, maintain that position in the top six. And as I say, we've hit a bit of form that, you know, we've opened up a bit of a gap between us and the bottom three. But we want to keep improving and win as many games as we can for the rest of the season.
You're the captain. The fans want to hear from the captain, you know, what he wants from this game. How much do you want to win it, and how much would you give it your all on Sunday?
Yeah, I think every single player out there will be leaving everything out on the pitch. And nothing less than that. You know, we want the victory hugely, and the same will be said about Derby. But as I say, every one of our players will be leaving everything out there on the pitch come Sunday.
He compared the Derby game to El Clasico. Was that surprising to hear?
Yes, but he sort of justified it in the end. Obviously, he made the point that El Clasico is probably a lot bigger in world football.
Probably.
Obviously, sorry. I'm slightly biased there. But his point was that when you look at it on a local level, it's just as big, essentially. It has the same passion involved. It may be, 25, 30,000 instead of 100,000. But it's got the same level of intensity when they actually get out on the pitch.
Yeah, and Jimmy Cranker also said, like, if this game had been a few weeks earlier, he would have been very worried about the scoreline. But Nottingham Forest coming into this game with a decent run of form, while Derby are winless in six. I mean, do you have bigger hopes for this game?
Yeah, certainly. I think, as you say, if you look at it a few weeks ago, then the Forest were playing some awful football, and Derby were seeming as if they were going to be challenging for that second place spot. But since then, it's been very much a different tale, with Forest upturning form, unbeaten in six now, I think, whereas I think Derby are the complete opposite. Don't think they've won in six games, and although they've only lost two of those games, it's I think, as we discussed before outside, that it's not promotion form at all, and they really are seeming to bottle it almost again, which they do seem to do quite often, Derby. So yeah, it doesn't surprise me that Cranker is feeling confident, because they are in the better form, and with a home advantage as well, I think he'll definitely be wanting to go and cement himself as in a new favourite of the fans by getting a victory against Derby, and that would certainly do that.
Yeah, it's pretty important, that it's sort of come at the exact right time, this change in both teams' form. It puts a lot of pressure on Derby, as Ben Watson said in his press conference on Friday. Forest are playing for something, and that they're playing to sort of help Derby to bottle it yet again. They're now winless in six, and that, as you said, Jimmy, that's not promotion form. So what Forest have to do is, they have to help them continue that. It would either make Karanka a hero, or it would leave a lot of people disappointed. So it's a big task at hand for Forest. But it's one where the pressure's off for them, and they can hopefully, encourage Derby to keep going the way they're going.
I mean, you said the pressure's off for the team itself. I mean, obviously, they're quite far away from the relegation zone. I'll be very surprised to see Forest sucks back into that. But do you think it's not more pressure for May Crank potentially? Because, I mean, he's yet to completely win around the Forest faithful. And this, as you said, might be a chance for him to really endear himself to the Forest fans and really be, get them on side for next season, where he will certainly be looking for a promotion push.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what Karanka keeps talking about. A lot of people will ask him, even when it comes to this Derby game, does it actually matter now, because Forest aren't going anywhere, they're staying in the Championship this season. And he keeps reiterating that, these games do matter, because everyone knows that winning form at the end of one season does translate into good form at the start of the next, despite having, the 2-month transfer window gap. It's a chance to build something, a chance to get your players gelling together. But the key there is that Karanka's got to tie down a lot of his players that aren't actually Forests. You've got like Lee Tomlin, who else, Jack Colback, key players that don't actually belong to the football club. And if they're playing a key part, and Karanka's hoping that they sort of build a winning mentality with him, if they're suddenly gone in the summer, and I'm sure those two players will get a lot of offers, if they're suddenly gone, then it makes, it almost means Karanka's got to start again in a few areas on the pitch. So tying those players down and keeping the winning form going is something that will make these kind of games, and every fixture that Forest have left, it will make them really significant for them.
Yeah, keeping our eye back on this Derby game. I know you may not have the kind of coaching badges that Cranker does, but what would you say as a Forest fan would be really key for the players to do to get the desired result?
Well, we've got to keep playing the way we have been since the QPR game. It's something Forest fans have been saying for ages, and pundits alike, that everyone knows that they sort of have top six quality in their ranks. It's just that things are going on at the club, and individuals are sort of stopping them from realising their potential. So if we just play how we are able to, rather than, fear Derby because they're in the top six, they're actually, in bad form. So we're able to play how we think we're good enough to play, and take the game to them. We're at home. We've got stars in our team, like Lee Tomlin. Okay, he's not going to play potentially, but you know, we've got Kieran Dow, who was sensational the first half of the season, to come in. There's no reason why the lad can't carry it on and, you know, find his scoring boots again. So no, the pressure's definitely off Forest, and it's a chance to, as I say, really make another season of sort of mediocrity mean something again.
On that point, I think that draws us to our predictions for this week's Derby game. I will start with Dom. What do you think the result's going to be, Forest at home against Derby?
I feel like Forest probably have the edge given the current form. You see, Derby winless in six. The ball's in Forest court. It's on them. It's, they have the onus to win it. Pressure's definitely more on Derby, and I'll go for a 3-1 win for Forest.
Hey, very optimistic there, Jimmy. Are you so optimistic?
I'm not going to be as optimistic. I never seem to be on the show, but I think although we talk about form, you know, it's a cliche, but the form goes out the window when it's a Derby game, doesn't it? And I think if Forest want to get a result, then they need to keep, like, Vidra. I think he's like the top scorer in the division. Needs to keep him quiet, but I think I'll sit on the fence and call it a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, you say it's a cliche, Jimmy, but like, form literally does go out the window. Derby can be winless in how many games you want to say, but if they have the quality on the day and they play to their merits, then they can easily come and get a deserved win, and you know that form will be forgotten about. So in some ways they might relish the Derby, even though they might be dreading it. It might be when the, you know, the ref blows the whistle, it might be that they really take the opportunity. I'm hoping they don't, and I don't think they will either, because Forest, as you say, have the form. They have players that can go toe-to-toe with Derby's, you know, admittedly talented squad. And I think Forest defence is finally starting to shape up after a good number of seasons now. So I'm going to go for a hard-fought 1-0 win for the Reds.
I'm Les Brad, and I'm Notts County's all-time high goals scorer, and you're listening to Over the Trent.
We're now going to move over to the other side of Trent and talk the other side of Trent and County. This week we actually heard from the Brazilian Magpies, who are a Brazilian outlet of Notts County fans, so I'd never thought I'd say, but this was our interview with them.
So now I'm delighted to be joined with Vinicius, who is from the Brazilian Magpies supporters group. Hello, Vinicius. Firstly, I'm going to ask you, how did you kind of get into following Notts County from Brazil? And, you know, when did you start supporting the club?
Hi, Joe. I'm from Brazil. My name is Vinicius. I'm from Notts Brazil on Twitter. I started to support Notts County in 2009 when the club signed Kasper Schmeichel, Sol Campbell. And here in Brazil, it was a big news here in Brazil, a big news. And I started to search about the club, the history of the club. So I fell in love about the club.
That's a fantastic story about how you got into supporting the Magpies. Who is your kind of idols at the club? Who's your favourite players and from this season, from previous seasons? And how do you think the club will get on through the rest of the season? Of course, you know, they've come so close to the automatic promotion in places, been in the automatic promotion in places for the early part of the season, dipped in form a little bit recently, but how do you think they'll finish the season?
The player that I like more is Lee Hughes. Lee Hughes is in the top of the list. the better player that I saw in the Notts County shirt. But Ben Davis, Kasper Schmeichel, Alan Sheehan, Alan Jude, recently John Stead, Amiobi, and George Grant, I think it's, and these are the players that I like more in the squad now. And for this season, we started well, but recently we lost some games at home, and we started to battle with Luton for the first place. But now I think we are in a good position. The third, I think we will finish the league in top three. It's a dream for me to watch a game at Meadow Lane. I hope one day I can make this dream come true. but I will wait. I wait and I hope one day I can go and watch a game there.
Thank you ever so much for joining us, Vinicius, on Over the Trent. Really, really, really appreciate your time. We hope to hear from you again in a couple of weeks. You're very busy today. We appreciate that. But yeah, thank you for joining us. And yeah, we'll have another interview with you on this podcast very, very soon.
Hi, this is Matty Cash and you're listening to URN Sport.
With Notts County really proving that they are a global brand, but bringing things back down to earth with the League Two fixtures, County have continued their hit and miss form recently with some indifferent results, drawing 0-0 with Newport, losing to Cambridge, then beating Stevenage 2-2, and most recently drawing with lowly Cheltenham 1-1 away. So Jimmy, I mean, earlier in the season, there's much kind of hype around the County Forest game after, I think it was a discounted tickets for student fans, but it ended up being quite a dire game. I think it was a 1-1 draw in the end with a last minute goal. I mean, are we expecting a better result this week?
No.
to be honest,
you know, back then that was when County were extremely strong at home and looking as if they were, you know, going to be pushing on with Luton for the title. And I think at the time, Forest Green were bottom of the league, so it was a surprising result then to see that Forest Green very nearly scraped a win at Meadow Lane. And I think, especially considering County's woes on the road and their very much in different form, especially against the lower teams in the table, then I really think they're going to struggle when they go to the new lawn to play against Forest Green this week, because Forest Green have certainly improved since that fixture. They're up to 18th now, and even though they've pushed themselves away from the relegation spots at this time of the season, you know, any team that's it towards the, you know, in the bottom six or so are going to be fighting for their lives, and they're certainly not going to make it easy for County. So I really think they will struggle in this game.
Yeah, Tom, why is it, do you think, that County really seems to struggle against the lesser teams? I mean, we're saying it's a key time for the teams at the bottom of the league, but I mean, it's very tight at the top for County. I mean, County have recently got back into the top three, but this is only on goal difference and also having some games in hand on the teams below them. I mean, it's a big result, game for them, but how do you see it going?
Well, I have to say, I think Jimmy's hit the nail on the head. Like, County have really, they sort of started their struggling form when they last faced Forest Green. It was that 1-1 draw at home, and they were really very lucky to even get the draw with, like, what was it, like a 90th minute equaliser with Milsom. They were very lucky to even get that out of the game, and as I say, that was sort of when they started getting into not a rut, but their form started to turn down from being like top of the table challengers to sort of just playoff hopefuls. And since then, they've really not got out of that situation. And you know, they've managed to prove that they can still continue winning games, but it's really not got back to how it was at the very start when they were top of the table. So I really don't see it going much better. It's away from home again, and County have not been good away from home recently. They're winless in six away games. So I don't see how Forest Green, with their upturn in form, they were in the relegation zone when they managed to get a draw at Meadow Lane, and now they're way out of it. They've really upturned their fortunes, and County have gone a tad stale. They're still in the playoffs, so you know, it's still looking like a very positive season considering where County were, but certainly I don't see much improvement when they go to Forest Green.
Yeah, and Jimmy, a lot of the fans have been lamenting that part of the reason for this kind of downturn and fortune for County has been due to the fact that they haven't really signed a striker. I mean, they did sign Mason Bennett on loan, who, although, I mean, was unproven at the time of signing him, but he got injured for, I think, the majority of the season and wouldn't play very little part in their promotion push. I mean, how big a factor do you think this is in the fact that their season, even though still very successful, has tailed off to an extent?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think Mason Bennett came in and that was a good signing for them, but I think he has, in fact, had to terminate his loan due to injury. So that was a shame for them, but they're very much reliant on John Stead, Amiobi and George Grant. George Grant as well is a great midfielder. I think he's very attacking there, but you know, you can't rely on so many players just to score all your goals, it seems like, especially when two of the players are Amiobi and John Stead, who are probably about 80 years old combined. So I think they do struggle to score goals sometimes, and that's maybe the difference between them and the likes of Luton, because when they do come up against these lower teams, the likes of Barnet and Newport and Cambridge, who they've all struggled against recently, just like a quick young striker, or even just one who isn't John Stead or Amiobi, which provides an option, maybe even if it's off the bench, I think could be the difference between cementing that top three spot or having to settle for the playoffs.
Certainly to cement that top three spot, they're going to have to get a win this week at Forest Green Rovers. So we're going to go for our final predictions of this week's episode. Once again, start with you, Dom. What are your thoughts on the Forest Green Notts County game?
I feel like it's about time for County to have an upturn in form, so I definitely back them for the win this week. I'm going to go with 2-0 conservatively.
Once again, very optimistic from Don Nolan there. Jimmy, once again, let's go to you. Are you going to bring his crashing right down to
I am, I'm afraid. I'm sorry for anyone listening, but I am just the pessimist here. I think Forest Green have only lost once at home since in 2018. County are pretty poor away from home, so I can only see maybe a 2-0 or 3-0 home win for Forest Green.
Tom, are you giving me the voice of reason here?
I was gonna go for a loss, but for the purpose of balance, I think I'll go for a draw, which I think is actually quite realistic. County, at the end of the day, we know they are a better team than Forest Green, but again, it's the same with Forest. We can't seem to forget about the two contrasting levels of form, and this time it's going against Notts County. But I feel, perhaps a 1-1 draw. I feel their ailing away form will have a part to play, but equally their superiority in the league table should come into it as well.
A nice beige way to end this episode. That is the end of this week's Over the Trent. Thank you for listening, and join us next week and we will be giving you all the reaction to this week's results.
Hi, I'm Darren Fletcher and you're listening to URN Sport.